Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. This is the third episode of our podcast that takes young listeners from all around the world through the Bible. Select readings starting in Genesis and going all the way to the end of the book of Revelation. Before we jump into today's reading, I want to send a shout out to Ashton from Florida. Hey Ashton, I think you are my first listener. How cool is that? If this is your first day listening, I want to welcome you too. Today our reading is in the book of Genesis, chapter 4, verses 3 through 16. And then we go to 1 John, chapter 4, verse 20. We're reading through the New Living Translation. Let's jump right in. This is a story about Cain and Abel. After they left Eden, Adam and Eve had two sons, Cain and Abel. And look what happened when one brother became jealous of the other. Genesis chapter 4, verses 3 through 16. When it was time for the harvest, Cain presented some of his crops as a gift to the Lord. Abel also brought a gift, the best of the firstborn lambs from his flock. The Lord accepted Abel and his gift, but he did not accept Cain and his gift. This made Cain very angry, and he looked dejected. "Why are you so angry?" the Lord asked Cain. "Why do you look so dejected? You will be accepted if you do what is right, but if you refuse to do what is right, then watch out. Sin is crouching at the door, eager to control you, but you must subdue it and be its master." One day Cain suggested to his brother, "Let's go out into the fields." And while they were there in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Afterward, the Lord asked Cain, "Where is your brother? Where is Abel?" "I don't know," Cain responded. "Am I my brother's guardian?" But the Lord said, "What have you done?" "Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now you are cursed and banished from the ground, which has swallowed your brother's blood. No longer will the ground yield good crops for you. No matter how hard you work, from now on you will be a homeless wanderer on the earth." Cain replied to the Lord, "My punishment is too great for me to bear. You have banished me from the land and from your presence. You have made me a homeless wanderer. Anyone who finds me will kill me." The Lord replied, "No, for I will give a sevenfold punishment to anyone who kills you." Then the Lord put a mark on Cain to warn anyone who might try to kill him. So Cain left the Lord's presence and settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden. Wow. Cain and Abel didn't get along too well, did they? Cain was extremely jealous of Abel when God accepted his sacrifice. Cain was so jealous that he killed his brother. You might have brothers and sisters, and they probably annoy you at times, but God wants you to love them because he loved you first. When your brothers or sisters annoy you, ask God to help you to treat them as he does, with love. 1 John 4, verse 20 says this, "If someone says, 'I love God,' but hates a Christian brother or sister, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God, who we can't see?" May God bless our reading in the Bible today. Amen. Hey, my friends, I want to thank you for joining us at the Daily Radio Bible for Kids today. This podcast is brand new, and it can use your help. How about telling your friends? Sharing the news about this podcast will help it grow, and more kids from all around the world will join us each day as we look into the Word. Well, thank you for doing that. Hey, I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Until that time, may you know that God's strength is actually your joy, and may you know that you are loved by God. All right, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye. Thank you.